877-207-2201.
A Massachusetts man is accused of a plot to kill two U.S. politicians. Who were they? We'll tell you about that. And the Treasury is going to order a bailed-out firm, a bunch of them, in fact, about eight of them, to slash the pay. This won't be popular. Guess there's no Christmas party. Oh, well. And on top of all of that, a new report was released, according to the United Nations. Guess what? Afghan opium kills more people every year than any other drug on the planet, claiming up to 100 lives annually. Duh, really? I know you're not stunned by that. Please tell me you're not. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's the name of this ship that I'm captaining down some rough waters. I say that almost all the time. It's always rough waters, right? Let's start with the Afghanistan opium. We knew that. We knew it was a big killer. We knew it was a big crop. The country produces 90% of the world's opium. So think about it. And we know that, of course, what happens to the money? Follow the money. The Taliban, the Taliban, the Taliban. It's their source from 2005 to 2008. Of course, the Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan get an average annual income of, ready, 125 mil from the opium trade. But that doesn't even include the money that they get from any drug processing spots, you know, any kind of facilities they've set up or other related businesses in Pakistan. The Afghan opium crop used to produce all that heroin we've talked about dropped, I guess, from 7,700 metric tons in 2008 to 6,900 this year. So bottom line is still number one producer. Criminal and insurgent groups are holding most of the reserves. Of course they are. And this is, of course, part of the problem for the American troops. And so in addition to some of the drug-related deaths that we've seen, because you have massive drug trafficking, the Afghan opium and heroin pays for weapons that anti-U.S. insurgents use to kill American troops. This is part of the problem of the war in Afghanistan. And you just follow the flow of the money, baby. I mean, we'll say it over and over again in almost any scenario when we're talking about the bad guys. You follow the loot and it will lead you to the trail. And sometimes you'll be surprised at where it leads you. Speaking of leading, big news, the tail end of last week and heading into this week as well, Anita Dunn, the White House communications director, saying that the White House likes to control the media. She did this in an interview. And in the interview, I mean, she didn't do it with an American newspaper or TV or radio, whatever, a personality or a reporter. But the interview was published, and that's pretty much what she said. We like to control the message, to control the media. Wow, that doesn't sound like something you necessarily want out there, or maybe do you? Because also controversial this week with the media has been Anita Dunn and Rahm Emanuel and the rest of the gang saying, listen, with Fox News, you know, why is everybody paying so much attention to what Fox News is saying? We would like the other networks not to really follow what Fox News is doing. Don't you like that? Don't follow what they're doing. So the interesting thing is, of course, Fox News is not going to be damaged in the ratings. If anything, their ratings are probably better than ever, whether they're fair and balanced or you hate them or you like them or any of that other sort of stuff. Who cares? The bottom line is I can't understand why an administration is so fixated on a network organization. I don't care which one. Pick one. Anyone. You could say NBC, CBS, any of them. And it happens to be Fox. And it makes sense because, of course, Fox isn't pro-Obama. Not for the most part, right? Not for any part, except for when Alan Combs, I guess, is on. Or, to be fair, hey, Sean Hannity and even Bill O'Reilly, they have plenty of people that are Democrats or people that are supportive of the Obama administration. Just like Bill Maher on his show has conservatives on his show, along with people who are, quote, liberal. But that's not the issue. The issue is, why would the Obama administration continue this ongoing war against Fox News? Calling out the network doesn't do anything except for maybe have a chance of increasing the ratings. So for the week of October 12th through the 18th, you had baseball playoffs. You had Monday Night Football and ESPN. Fox News was the fourth cable network in primetime. They had over 2 million total viewers. It was behind only ESPN and TBS, which of course would be the baseball, and USA. And it's only down a little bit from the previous week. Their numbers are good. That's what you need to know. Their numbers are pretty darn good on cable if you compare Fox to some of the other networks. For example, MSNBC was 27th in prime time. Their total viewers, 696,000. CNN, 28th. Their viewers, 674,000. CNN, 25th, just a little over 500,000 viewers. And MSNBC didn't even place in the top 30. So do you think Fox really cares? Not too much. Although, here's what Greta Van Susteren had to say, at least part of it, a little bit of her take. Wanted you to hear it.
This is getting really hot. Or really silly. You pick. The White House attacks Fox News again. White House senior advisor David Axelrod.
Are you worried that your strategy is fortifying your enemy?
Well, I don't. I'm not concerned. Mr. Murdoch has a talent for making money, and I understand that their programming is geared toward making money. The only argument Anita was making is that they're not really a news station. If you watch, even it's not just their commentators, but a lot of their news programming, it's really not news. It's pushing a point of view. And the bigger thing is that other news organizations like yours ought not to treat them that way, and we're not going to treat them that way. We're going to appear on their shows. We're going to participate, but understanding that they represent a point of view.
Well, that seems a bit odd. Fox News is not really news. Well, what is it then? Maybe all this time On the Record at 10 p.m. has been doing an entertainment show and we didn't even know it. What do you think? Now take a peek.
All right, you got to love that. She does have a great point. They haven't, if you watch her show, for example, she has whatever the top headlines are and some of the newsmakers, some of the sad stories and some of the issues and whatnot. Definitely news. I think Axelrod needs to go back and rethink, well, they're not news, because absolutely they have news updates and the headline services that other networks offer as well, and then they dissect it. And I go back to the same thing. It's not whether you hate Fox News, you don't think they're fair and balanced, you could care less, whatever it is. I just don't understand the White House's fixation on it, because I don't think it helps their cause, frankly, at all. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. Moving forward on a couple of interesting things, including, well, healthcare. Everybody's still trying to read it because it's War and Peace, basically. And some of the things that you have to do to get through it, trust me, are excruciating. It's not like you're just reading down a novel. It's not Janet Ivanovich. I mean, it's much more difficult than that. We have a Republican congressman telling the House Finance Committee that banks should trump consumers. What does all that mean? I'll explain coming up on the flip side.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I gotta love a little Johnny Cash, Walking the Line. The title song, course, of the movie that was so brilliantly done, what, 3 or 4 years ago, and boy, Joaquin Phoenix, I think he nailed him pretty good in that role, and Reese Witherspoon for her part as Mrs. Cash. 800-259-5791. Cash is king, unless you're on Wall Street. I guess it's ultimately king. And there are a lot of executives none too happy about these pay cuts coming for the bailed out boys. The Obama administration is ordering cuts, or they're going anyway, to alter the salaries, the annual salaries of executives at some of the companies that took taxpayer dough. And the 7 companies that receive the most assistance will have to cut the salaries of their 25 highest paid execs by an average of about 90% from last year. 90%. At first I originally heard 50. Now they're saying 90%. So Kenneth Feinberg, the special master or czar at the Treasury, appointed by the president to handle compensation issues, is going after 7 of the firms. And we're talking about the ones who got the assistance from that financial bailout, right? The ones who didn't pay it back, certainly. And he's empowered independently to make the decision. So the czar gets to make the decision. How about that? So Bank of America, AIG, Citigroup, General Motors, GMAC, Chrysler, and Chrysler Financial. Goldman Sachs, because they repaid the money and they paid the interest back and whatever, they are not subject to this, which also has some people furious because they got the money, made some money on the loot that they got, And a lot of folks feel that that's wrong because they took the taxpayer money in the first place. So here it is in a nutshell, not to confuse everybody. The total compensation for the top executives at the seven firms will obviously decline on average by at least 50%. At least 50%. I mean, that can be pretty big if you think of some of the bonus money that they were talking about paying, because they're also warning that AIG, that it has to fulfill a commitment to reduce the $198 million in bonuses that were promised to employees in the financial services division, which is the arm of the company who made the risky trades that caused the collapse of AIG. And the wheels keep on going round and round on the bus, right? Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Man, I was trying to get that YouTube on here so I could play that song, Money for Nothing.
I like that song.
Because this is what Wall Street is thinking now. And wow, we got so much money we could just give, you know, how much did you say, $140
billion? Uh-huh.
What did you say?
In bonuses.
That's like $140 million, right?
That's crazy. It is.
You know,
it's crazy. It is. You just have to laugh. It's crazy.
No, it's see, I was thinking about people speeding, you know. People speed, you know why? Because they figured that they're not going to get caught. You know, they make a risk-reward analysis, and they go, you know, as long as I keep it, you know, under control, I'm not going to get caught. And how many people have you seen go to jail? The old little Jewish guy that stole $200 billion. Over. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you know, I see these guys making a little risk-reward analysis going, only one guy went to jail. Everybody else got rich. We can do it again.
That's right. Just Bernie Madoff got bit. He was too greedy, yeah.
And he's going to be dead in 5 years. I think he got cancer or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just, unless people go to jail, it's going to happen again. And unless they go to jail for some real time, you know, it's not going to matter. I mean, if you can make, like, you know, $400 million and do a year of time, you know, playing tennis somewhere in one of these nice little golf course prisons, hey, I'd do that, you know?
Yeah, and then you put the money in the kids' names, and then you get out of prison, and that's it.
Yeah. And about the Fox News, you know, people have to remember when the people wrote our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and they said freedom of speech and freedom of press, they weren't putting those in there to protect somebody saying, oh, it's a beautiful day, because nobody needs protection from that. And they weren't, you know, putting it in there so people would stop making nice pictures of the president. You know, they were putting it in there to protect. I mean, I'm sure you've seen some of those cartoons in the Civil War about his own party. You know, they made him look like a buffoon, like an idiot.
Yes.
They called him all kinds of names.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you know, much worse than what they did to Bush or Obama combined. And we had some really smart people make that Constitution up, you know. And this is to protect speech and press that is that grinds your nerves and makes you think. It's like protecting that guy's voice who said that the Earth was round, what, Copernicus or something like that? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't to protect the people who were saying the Earth was flat, you
right.
know? And I don't know, was it him that went to either he said the world was round or the world was at the center or something, I don't know. But anyway, some of your smarter callers will correct me on that.
on Copernicus and what Copernicus. Well, you got to remember, what was it that Christopher Columbus said?
Well, he said he was that the world was round, right?
Right, exactly.
That's why he was going to go, you know. But, I mean, he had a lot of problems there, too.
Part of what the problem was probably with Copernicus is, remember, he was the guy that he was a mathematician and what, an astronomer, I guess you would call him, of the day. And he was the guy who said that the Earth had that daily movement, the daily motion on the Access, and it had a yearly motion, and people didn't like that. Like you were saying, that he went against the whole idea of the Earth being flat.
He went against the church.
Yeah, he went against the Catholic
Church.
The church was
saying that the center of the universe was the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think him or whoever we're talking about said, no, it's the sun, brother. And, you know, and they did not like that at all.
That's right. Absolutely. And it was the Catholic Church just, they rained down on him. Yes, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, you know, these liberal guys on talk radio that are starting to criticize Obama for not being liberal enough better watch out, because if Fox gets shut down, you know, they're gonna want to perfect their little Nazi communistic takeover of the media, and they'll go after any dissent, even on the left wing side. So
watch out, no matter what you're doing on talk radio, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, so,
you're right.
Well, watch your back there, Kate. Watch your back.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Taking your sin cushion.
I am taking it. Thanks, Tomas. He is so funny. Speaking of centricians, since he brought it up, we'll be talking more about that in the next week or two and some of the incredible things that I've seen as a result. I'll tell you what, it's true, because now it's been about 4 months. My energy level is pretty good. I think I'm going to send some of that stuff up to Minnesota. I keep threatening to send some of it to Matt and Donovan, though. Donovan, the big biker, when he's not taking the car, if the weather turns a little wicked, too cold for him, or if it snows, these two guys are, I think, in pretty good shape. So, but it might give them that extra jolt with the crazy hours. Yeah, the Copernicus reference was interesting that he made. He's right about that. The whole freedom of speech thing, think about it. Sometimes I don't always agree with how it's challenged either, but I will always defend the right for someone to be able to speak freely, even if I disagree, because I can turn away, turn it off, or not pay attention to it, which is the same for everybody else out there. If we had the fairness doctrine in talk radio, then whether you like extremely liberal talk or whoever it is, right talk, this talk, that talk, undefined talk, then it would be moderated, and that would be a brutal thing. Then the freeformness, I think, of talk radio that works so well would essentially be killed. Just remember, you can always go against the grain. Ask somebody like Copernicus. Well, I guess you can't ask him, but somebody like Copernicus certainly did that, right? When he explained without putting the earth at the rest in the center of the universe.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Indeed, it is a wonderful world. Unfortunately, when we look under the hood, there are a few problems that we've been talking about on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Hope you're having a good one, kicking back, laying in bed, chilling, listening to the show, driving home, taking it easy, whatever it is. I just have to give a big shout-out, woohoo, to my Phillies as they return to the World Series. Big for me. Childhood team. You know, one of my best memories is my father, when I was, I guess, five, taking me to actually Shea Stadium to see the Mets and the Phillies play. And we lived in New York, but I picked the Phillies because my grandmother lived in Philadelphia, and I liked the Phillies. I was attracted to the Phillies and ever since then, and I ended up growing up just outside of Philadelphia, really for my later years. It's just a great memory, and I followed them all the way through. So Ryan Howard, Jason Wirth, all the boys out there listening, I heard you might be tuning in now. Kudos, guys. Two big long balls, and we'll see what happens in the World Series against the New York Yankees. I'm sure there's some folks listening in Connecticut who are huge Yankee fans that might have a different take on what could happen in that World Series. Now, the Angels aren't dead for the count. They're not down and out yet for sure. Who's to say that they can't hang in there? But I'm just saying, I think it is absolutely going to be the Yankees that will meet the Philadelphia Phillies. A couple of things I wanted to mention here in this segment. I'm going to call it O-N-E, odds and ends. And I do that because there are a lot of odd things happening that either have an end or they don't have an end. One of them is one I told you about the other day, the Georgia high school football player that died at practice. And boy, just the other day we were talking about a kid trying out for a basketball team who died. I got a ton of emails on this as to whether kids are pushed too hard or pushing themselves too hard or how do you determine that. And this was certainly a sad one at Marion County High. It was, again, somebody collapsing at practice. And this is somebody who was a senior on the team. He was a line guy. He was doing what everybody else was doing. They're going to do an autopsy, and they've actually moved rescheduled the match that they would normally have on Friday because that's football night to a Saturday. But here's a kid who was well-liked, whatever, easygoing. That's the kind of descriptions. And does that have anything to do with what could have happened to him? Well, no, but here we go again with yet another kid suffering the same fate. And I think that, I'll tell you, people are going to start to wonder about practices and how tough it is and how much of a break are they getting and how far can you push kids. I mean, they're already certainly doing that, but it does give you reason for pause. And I saw that reflected in many of the emails that I got. All right, here's something else that we were talking about earlier here on ATN, Windows 7. Almost all of you listening to me have had some brush with a computer. Maybe not. Maybe Pete, my buddy in Michigan, maybe he doesn't care about the computer. My grandfather could care less even if we try to show him. He doesn't want to know about the computer. But in these times, almost anybody has to have at least access to a computer, retired, not retired, whatever. And this new thing is Microsoft Windows 7, an operating system that they think will, you know, erase the whole Vista thing for Microsoft. And some people have kind of held off on buying a new computer because they want Microsoft Windows 7 and they want to get back in the game with the Windows 7. But it's supposedly easier and easier to use. It's better looking than it was before. But then the problem is if you're a PC user, you know, are you going to have... Do you feel like if you're a PC user, you got to run out and get it and buy the software, throw it on your computer, and try to keep on moving forward with Windows 7 because there's several versions. One's for U.S. consumers. See, it's always confusing. And it's called Home Premium. It costs $120 if bought as an upgrade, okay? Or you can buy it as a download or on a disk. You can do it that way, too. And it will come installed on new PCs. They have a taskbar of file folders that can be organized into libraries. That sounds pretty good. And they'll ask you twice, just like Windows does, if you want to change your settings and all that other sort of stuff. And there are some other things that that you will be able to do, I think, with this Windows 7. Here's the key. You go out, you buy a computer, you don't know how to use it, you get someone to set it up and teach you the whole thing. I learned my lesson. Get somebody who gets it to just show you where you want to go to get to where you need to be, and don't worry about the other stuff. If you learn it, you learn it. I don't care if you're 80 or if you're 22 and you're listening to me. Everybody, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's so frustrating. This seemed to be what we talked about the most in the majority of the show, and it was the bailouts. The Obama administration saying, look, we're going to have these steep pay cuts for the bailed out companies, and under the plan, about seven companies that got the most loot are going to have to cut their annual salaries rather by 90% from last year for the 25 highest paid execs. So it falls in line with what Obama was talking about. Now, the reaction has been, to say the least, they're not very excited about this, like at AIG, but they have to reduce $198 million in bonuses that were promised to the employees, so they got to come up with a way to do it. And the pay restrictions for all seven companies require that any executive seeking more than basically $25,000 in special benefits like country club memberships or private planes or company cars, they have to get permission. Oh, can you imagine that? They have to get permission for the perks from the government. That'll make some of those top guys bail on some of those jobs and just, you know, it's a club anyway. They'll try to get into a better club. Oh, I might be able to get a better job. I don't know that I want to stay at this job anymore because all the fringe benefits are going away, baby. That's what happens. You invite the government in because you screw up. What do you expect? You asked for the money. You wanted the money. You got the money. And now you've got to pay the piper. So, like I said, a few folks not too happy to say the least at all by what's being proposed. It's not quite official yet, but the czar supposedly has the authority to just demand that happens, as that was part of the deal, because they did make a little deal with the government. They'll have to honor it, especially they didn't pay it back. Goldman Sachs does not find themselves in the same situation. All right, the U.S. put pressure on Hamid Karzai that a troop increase could hinge on a successful runoff election, of course, and that the administration would be pretty receptive to a power-sharing deal. Don't you love that word, power-sharing deal, between Karzai and his chief rival? So a coalition government or some other kind of arrangement, it would include the former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, and it would, they say, could provide a critical internal check on Karzai, who still probably will win the presidential runoff. That's going to happen November 7th. In the meantime, nothing can happen with the troops that we've been talking about for a long time here on ATN. I'm sick of the hemming and hawing over, strategy, what to do. Should McChrystal's plan, will it work? Well, you trusted him, you put him over there, the general told you what he needed. So you either do or you don't. And I just heard a bad, ugly rumor that it was going to be half of that amount, which would be ridiculous. So I hope that that's totally wrong and that's not the direction that Obama goes in, by just, instead of going with full 40, going with just 20. Because if you're in, you're in, then you need to give the guys that are there and the women that are there the extra hands that they need and the equipment they need. We've seen what happens when you don't have the right forces. Remember the insurgency even in Iraq, what a difference that made when you had more troops on the ground, frankly, crawling around in some of those areas. And it's too bad that in Afghanistan, that national election in August had all this fraud, which led to throwing out a third of the results. So it, you know, provided this sort of wedge for America to press Karzai to agree to the runoff. It has to be, because how can you even now at this point, it's a legitimate excuse. How can you even deal with a government when you don't know who the government head is going to be? And most likely it's Hamid Karzai, but maybe it's not. Abdullah is found himself in a situation where there are a lot of people that would like to see in Afghanistan anyway. They're saying a change. Or maybe there's something else going on there. November 7th. So that means end of November, probably, when a decision on strategy will finally be reached. How crazy is that to think of that? That this has been dragged out this long, all the way through November, maybe even into December, as to whether or not 40,000 or 20,000 or any troops will end up going to Afghanistan. Coming up on the flip side, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. Fun, fun stuff to lighten the load on the way out of this hour.
Toxins are in our foods. And chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of cheat the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street light.
All right, stretch drive time. Coming up, all the fun stuff plus dungeon moment. But first, let's go to Jana in Iowa. Jana, how you been?
Pretty good, Kate.
Good.
I wanted to comment about something that the governor of Iowa did at the beginning of this month. He called for a 10% cut in his pay and the other state department heads. And he makes $130,000, so that's a $13,000 cut for him. I think there's four or five that for some reason they can't do the cuts with them legally, because of the rules that govern how they are, but all the other state department heads are taking it. And I'd just like to get all of us American Tonight people lobbying to get our senators and congressmen to do that in Washington, and our state governors to do that in the other states.
Yeah, bravo, Jana. What an excellent suggestion. Do we have some applause from that studio audience in Minneapolis? And for, yeah, by the way, that governor of Iowa for taking a $13,000 pay cut. Nobody said he had to do that. Good for him. I'm glad you So I didn't know that about the governor. I knew that there were some people that were volunteering to take pay cuts, but not that. So thanks for shining the light. And I think Jana is right. Why not lobby for that? How much of a pay cut could they take? They being the elected politicians, probably all of them could take a little bit of a pay cut, but do you think they will? I'm going to say probably not, but not a bad idea. Hey, you want the pay cuts for the guys that you bailed out, those executives? How about a few of your own? Speaking of politicians, David Vitter, Senator Vitter, back in the news. This time, though, nothing about prostitutes or any of that kind of stuff. It had to do with the story of the interracial couple who were finally married by another justice of the peace but were originally turned down by one justice in a parish, and it raised a lot of hackles all over Louisiana and all over the country as to why this justice isn't being fired, etc. Here's what Vitter had to say when he was cornered and asked about the question.
Elected from Louisiana not to have commented on the judge that refused to marry the interracial couple.
I don't think that's the case.
I'm sorry. Have you commented? What did you have to say about it?
I have nothing to say about it because I'm chicken. I don't want to say anything. So for that, David Vitter, always taking the easy way out. Shame on you, Senator. Just answer the question. Yay, nay, what do you think? You represent the people in Louisiana. It is a fair question. The other senator chimed in, Mary Landrieu did, and so did the governor as well, and several other people. You don't have to be in agreement with them, but certainly you have an opinion, you chicken. So spend the night in the dungeon. Let's open the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yes, very good. Very nice. Well done, Donovan Madsen. He is so good at that. You know, if he decides he wants a different career, I think he would work well in the prison system. Let's go to News You Can Abuse from Denver. How about this? I love this story. I happened to come across it maybe 2 days ago. A Denver alternative newspaper, Westword, said it got 120 applicants for its new column. It's about marijuana. It's called Mile Highs and Lows Column. The critic reviews legal medical marijuana and dispensaries, but there is a little bit of a catch. The pot reviewer must have a medical condition for which marijuana has been prescribed. Editors at Westword said some of their wannabe pot critics have offered to do the job for free. Of course they offered to do that. Salem, Massachusetts. It's not just stolen loot. Apparently it's sex toys. At least that's what the cops are saying. A suspect told them. Officers in Salem report spotting a man carrying a suspicious bag early one morning this week. According to those same authorities, Michael Conway said he just had his ex-wife's sex toys in it. Great. Police say they found credit cards, an iPod, a GPS device, and some other stuff. Conway is now charged with breaking into three cars. He's also being held on probation violations. And then in the end, he told the judge, well, I kind of have, a drug problem. Mm-hmm. That'll do it, right? So, here's another couple of quick ones for you before we jump to this day in history. Ted Williams is missing. Yeah. That's from a Canadian collector who says his Ted Williams baseball card was stolen while he was staying in a motel in upstate New York. State troopers say the guy reported he bought the card for $5,500. It's the only item missing from his room. The collector, who asked not to be identified, is offering a reward for the return. Troopers are asking for help in finding that rare 1954 card depicting the legendary Boston Red Sox slugger. That's too bad. Somebody knew he had it. They followed him, obviously, and they stole the card, so it's going to be tough to nail them. Police in Naples, Florida, are looking for their coke stash. Some officers misplaced a 2-gram packet of cocaine used to train their drug-sniffing dogs. The coke was discovered missing this summer. Naples police say the drug packet probably was left behind in a hotel room, which the dog started ripping apart. The officers say they were focusing more on straightening up the room than collecting the drugs. Police call it an honest mistake. somebody got lucky, at least if they're drug participants anyway. Today in history, October 22nd. Yes, indeed, there are 70 days left in the year. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy announced a quarantine of all offensive military equipment shipped to Cuba following the discovery of Soviet-built missile bases on the island. We all know what happened as a result. In 1836, Sam Houston was inaugurated as the first constitutionally elected president of the Republic of Texas. In 1883, the original Metropolitan Opera House in New York held its grand opening with a performance that blew people away of Faust. In 1934, bank robber Charles Pretty Boy Floyd shot to death by federal agents at a farm in East Liverpool, Ohio. In 1968, Apollo 7 returned safely from the Earth's orbit, splashing down in the Atlantic Ocean, thank goodness. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed into law sweeping tax overhaul legislation. They made a lot of noise. And 5 years ago, in a wrenching videotape statement, kidnapped aid worker Margaret Hassan begged Britain to save her by withdrawing its troops from Iraq, saying that these might be my last hours. She was apparently killed by her captors a month later. That was sad. Remember that? Also, President Bush signed a corporate tax overhaul to close loopholes and provide $136 billion in new tax breaks for businesses, farmers, and some others. Time to head to those all-important birthdays. Yeah, back in her day, she was considered the hot actress of her time, certainly French-wise. Catherine Deneuve is 66 years old. Jeff Goldblum, remember him from The Fly? Ooh, that was such a freaky movie. He was freaky in that. 57 years old. Brian Boitano, Olympic gold medal figure skater, is 46 years old. Country singer Shelby Lynn is 41. Reggae rapper Shaggy is 41 years old. Talk show host Michael Esseney is 27 years old. Actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 34. Spike Jones, he did a movie I liked called Being John Malkovich. He is 40 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Christian singer Toby Mac is 45 years old. How about this one for you? Actress Joan Fontaine, or Fontaine rather, is 92 years old. Zach Hansen from the Hansen Brothers is 24 years old. Going to leave you with this one. If you are rewarding a teacher poorly, if you remain always a pupil. Nitschke said that. That makes sense, eh?
What a wonderful